Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Oh, this is actually appropriate because I wanted to talk about something. This song's appropriate. I Miss You. By the by Blink 182, which played at Bethel Woods up by me. Well, not, I mean, I'm not quite as far as Bethel Woods and the old Woodstock, but it's somewhat near me, about 45-minute drive. And I had a couple friends trying to convince me to, like, come on, man, we'll rent like a van, we'll drive down there, get some, I'm like, to go see Blink 182? No, thank you. But, you know, I'm different. Steve Miller Band? All right, maybe. But I Miss You. Because, I don't know, we've got so much going on, right? The Giants are freaking a disaster. The Jets are even worse, if that's possible. The Yankees lost a tough game last night. The Mets might be having a season slip away in one of the worst fashions you could possibly imagine. How are we going to get out of this? What can we do? Give us something nice. Give us something fun. Give us some good news, Chris. Give us some good news, fat man. What can we do? How can we figure this out? How can we have a good day? How can we get some positive vibes going to change what's going on here? Well, let me tell you how. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, Tom Brady is coming out of retirement. Tom Brady is joining Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Max Crosby, Rob Gronkowski, Sauce Gardner, Miles Garrett, and others for the Fanatics Flag Football Championship in Saudi Arabia on March 21st. Woo! Tom Brady's going to be slinging it again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you so much for bringing Tom Brady back into our lives. I don't know why. I mean, it's just what we needed. I mean, we're so divided as a people, so divided as a country. So much is going on. It's our teams are awful. No one believes the Yankees can win, especially awful last night. I mean, there's no one who actually thinks this lousy team could win anything. The Mets are going to be out of the playoffs within a couple of days. Our football teams, the season's already over. Like, there's just nothing good going on. And that's when my man steps up. That's when Tom Brady realizes this is the time to reinvigorate the rest of the world. He's going down to Saudi Arabia. I don't know what's going on there. They're going to have WrestleMania in a couple of years, but I'm sure they're having their share of issues too. Tom Brady is going to save us all. Thank God Tom Brady is back in our lives. Thank God we're going to get to see Tom Brady play quarterback again. It's been so long. It's been a long, dark journey without Tom Brady. Oh my God. Thank God. I don't know what I would have done. We got to see him last night with the headset on. I'm like in the press box or, you know, with the team and everything. Oh, I am so glad. It's clearly what's been missing. No Tom Brady for far too long. Thankfully, we're going to get to watch Tom Brady play flag football. Oh. Everyone can take a deep breath now. Is this guy ever going to leave? Are we ever going to be done with Tom Brady? Like, who gives a flying you-know-what that Tom Brady is going to be playing flag football? Are we serious? Adam Schefter has to, like, tweet it out. He's going to make a big announcement. Tom Brady had to make a big announcement that he's playing in some sort of, you know, is it charity? I read that, and that's all I cared to read. I don't know if it's for a cause or anything. If it's raising money for a good cause, God bless him. That's always a good thing. But, like, honestly, who gives a flying you know what, that this dude is back playing flag football, competitive flag football. Are we serious? Are we serious? Man, go away. Just go away. Be a broadcaster, and that's it. Don't do roasts. Don't play flag football. Don't be a part of the race. Just stop. I can't take it anymore. This is news that Tom Brady's going to play flag football? Oh, my God. I can't.
Or just go be an owner full time and we don't really
just
have to hear from
you. Just go be an owner. Absolutely. Take over the Raiders. Go win championships with them. And then we'll have the discussion on whether or not he's the greatest owner of all time. I can't. He's coming out of retirement. He's coming out of retirement. Well, sort of. Oh, my God. He's so obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. It's like we can't live without Tom Brady. Can't function without Tom Brady. We need Tom Brady in our lives. Oh, please. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm going to watch Tom Brady play football again. Who cares? I wonder, what will this do for his legacy if he wins the flag football championship? Does that make him the greatest quarterback ever? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm just so sick of Tom Brady. It's just obnoxious. It's obnoxious. I'm so tired of it. Just stop. He's got to be involved in the golf thing. Oh, they're going to have a golf. You know, he's got to go play with, you know, Tiger Woods and you know, he's got to go play with Tiger Woods and Lefty to go figure it. He'll play with Adam, you know, this one and that one and Rodgers and Josh Allen. And, like, it's just stop. Man. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Walt in Oceanport. What's up, Walt?
Well, hey, how's it going, Chris?
Good, everybody.
Good. I was about to hang up because you said you were going to take me after the commercial, but then you went on like the rant about Tom Brady, and yes. I've been like laughing like for like the last like, you know, 3 minutes, and I was like, no, hang on here, he's onto something.
I am onto something. Enough of Tom Brady. I'm onto it. We're all onto it. What do you want to say about the Giants?
I was totally digging it, but I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm probably one of the few Giant fans. I'm disappointed that we lost yesterday, but I'm going to go as far as to say that I'm feeling really invigorated because it was 2 years ago, okay, when the Cowboys blew the Giants out, and why Danny Dimes was in the rain game all the way to the fourth quarter and didn't get plucked out. That was like a 40-0 game, and I thought it was going to turn into a 60-0 basketball game.
Yeah.
And now, yesterday, it was competitive. When was the last time that the Giants, like, were leading in a game? I mean, like, so I'm like kind of...
It feels that way, doesn't it? I don't know.
I'm juiced up. And the thing is that, because I've been listening to you for a little bit, and all the money that they have spent, okay, on the defense, okay, the defense was fair to middling in the beginning of the game, the first half. That one guy who lost his mind, who had Houston,
James Hudson, Hudson
or something like, mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. He had four things in a row, and thankfully they plucked him out of there. But, I mean, I thought the offense, you put up 37 points, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to them playing the Chiefs because I think the Chiefs are going to implode, okay? You got Travis Kelce, like, throwing his helmet. Things aren't all good over there.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm looking forward to the game, too, and thank you for the call. I'm looking forward to the game, too. I am. I want to see if this offense I enjoyed watching the game, and I know this is pathetic. I admit it. I think you and I are pathetic. I appreciate the phone call, but I have to admit, we should not be pleased with it. That was a brutal loss, and that's the only thing that should matter is they lost the football game. But unfortunately, they've been so bad for so long, it wasn't for me. And I was talking to Marco's more of a loser than I am. I was talking to Marco during the break. He's like, I fully come out feeling good about them. He was like, that was a positive game for the New York Giants, flat out. Like, I still think it highlights the idea that they have no idea how to win. I still think that's the major takeaway. But a lot of me is enthused by the offense. We haven't seen that in forever. Like, forget, we could, I mean, I know you, the caller before brought up Daniel Jones. He's 2-0. I get it. And he's played very well. They absolutely should have lost the game, but he won and he played, even if they would have lost, he played well. Not arguing it. He played well. I don't think they've punted in the first two games. He's played great. One, he wouldn't have been this with the Giants. It just wasn't going to work anymore. Even if the Giants got better, it wasn't going to work anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
But also, Russell Wilson had a day that Daniel Jones has never had in his whole career. 450 yards? He was throwing it all over the place. We haven't seen that in forever. So, yeah, part of me, especially in Dallas to the Cowboys, part of me comes out feeling relatively good on some level, and I am interested now to see if that's just a fluke. I have no expectations of winning the game against Kansas City, as much as they might have some of the issues you're talking about, and I do think Kelce is, you know, this close to washed, and he dropped a huge pass against the Eagles that turned into an interception. I do think they're not as good. Right now they're dealing with Worthy's injury. They still don't have Rice. Like, they're, you know, Hollywood Brown is their best wide receiver right now. Like, I get it. There are issues with Kansas City. I don't have any misconceptions that the Giants will win the game. I don't. And I don't have any misconceptions they're going to have 500 yards of offense and score 37 points. But I am interested to see if they can look like a functioning offense and score some points and move the football and have Malik Nabers have a good game with 8-9 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Like, can those trends continue? Can we still see good offensive football against the Chiefs? It's not going to be as good as it was. It's not going to be 500 yards. It's not going to be 37 points. But can they score 25 points? Can they score 30 points against the Chiefs? Can they find a way to move the football? Because I want to see that, especially from an offensive-minded head coach that I'm trying to make a decision about. Yeah, the penalties. Yeah, the defense. Yeah, this. Yeah, that. He's an offensive head coach, and he's been an offensive head coach who hasn't given the Giants any freaking offense for the last 2 years. Is that going to change? Because for me, that's a big deal with Brian Daboll. I understand he's the head coach, and the win-losses are on him, and this is on him, and that's on him. He's an offensive coach. Even though he doesn't call the plays, it's his offense. And I want to see if he can win and have a good offense with the quarterback he handpicked to run the offense. If he can do that, I'm going to start feeling better about him. There's no doubt. I'm sorry, I am. And that's why I think this week is very important, because they need to turn that performance, even in a loss, even as heartbreaking as it was, and even as hard as the players took it, they have to find a way to find the positive in it and have that be the first game of the future of the New York Giant offense, and have that be something they build upon and not do what the Jets did and completely have it be meaningless. If they go out and get their doors blown off and don't do anything offensively and score 6 points, that game against the Cowboys is even worse. Then it becomes meaningless. Then it's just a heartbreaking loss with nothing behind it. I'll take the heartbreaking loss if it means they found something offensively and can start to build on it. Because, let's be honest, we didn't have any expectations of playoffs anyway. So if they can build on something here, have an offense, have this quarterback watch the offense, have him learn under Russell Wilson, watch a functioning offense, have an offensive line that can actually create and allow a functioning offense, then you start to perform better that way. Hopefully the defense finds itself. You start winning some football games, or at least putting up some numbers and feeling like you're in every game. And then you make the transition to the young quarterback who's now learned the offense behind an offensive line that's proved you can have an offense, and with the weapons that are starting to prove you can have an offense. And then you feel like you're building something with this offensive-minded head coach that you could take into the future with Jackson Dart. That's what I'm looking for. So let's see if they can build off that. Vinny in Manhattan. What's up, Vinny?
Good morning. The offense played great for the Giants, and the defense played terrible for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But then we win the coin toss, and he wants to put his defense back on the field. I think that was totally absurd. I think that's Tony, you go down. I don't think you could go down and get a touchdown. I don't think you could end the game. I don't think you're good enough.
Well, you can end the game. There's the new rules this year where you're guaranteed the football anyway. That's why he did it.
Even after a touchdown? Now I understand.
After a touchdown. Even if Dallas would have went down and scored a touchdown, the Giants are guaranteed the ball back. And you take it second.
Okay.
You take it second because you know what you need, and you would have that fourth down. Because if you get the ball first, you're not going to go for it on fourth. Like, if you know what you need, like, if you know
right.
The team, if they scored a touchdown,
the
they
rules.
Scored a field goal. Yeah. Yeah. No, they changed
the rules.
I know. They did. It's been.
Soon they're going to put the field goal back. They're changing all the rules. They're ruining the game.
Well, listen, maybe they should move the field goal back. I don't know if you've noticed. In the first 2 weeks of the NFL, I have more confidence in a 55 to 65 yard field goal than I do the extra point. They have missed, every time I turn and see a highlight, someone's making a 55, 60-yard field goal. And then every time I watch a game, I see 2-3 extra points miss the game. It's amazing. Maybe they should move the field goal back, because let's be honest, I mean, a 60-yard field goal is not what it used to be. A 60-yard field goal is now what used to be a 50-yard field goal. Like, you can get beat by it. I mean, I appreciate how good these kickers have been. Maybe they should, I don't know. Maybe narrow the goalpost a little bit. There are too many games ending on, and this isn't just because I'm a Giant fan and the game ended on a 64-yard field goal, although it might have something to do with it. But it feels like it's too easy to make these long kicks. I don't know. But yes, that's the rule in the NFL now. I guess I should double check. I can't remember if they instituted it last year or this is the first year with it. I think it's the first year with it because they made a big deal on the broadcast to like kind of go over and explain it. I think it's the first year. for the last, it is, this is the first year. It's for the last handful of years, it's been, they changed it to if you score a touchdown. It used to just be sudden death, obviously, for years. Then after the Bills game and the Bills and Mahomes and stuff, they changed it to you can go down, if you score a touchdown, you win the game. Now they've changed it to you guaranteed the ball. No matter what the first team does, you guaranteed the ball. And the reason why you'll take it second is because you want to know what you have to do. And if you need to score, you can go. Like, if you're the first team and you have third and four at the 40-yard line or 30-yard line, you're going to probably still punt because you're like, I can't give it to him right here because then a field goal beats me. But if the other team goes down and scores, now you know I need the touchdown. You have, like, an extra down to play with. And you just know what to – and you can make a decision whether or not to go for two if you want to. Like, there's just the benefit of knowing what the first team did. And you'll get the extra play, theoretically. You get the extra play because you know you're going to go for it on fourth down. So that's why. So, but yes, obviously, if it's sudden death or it's the opportunity to, if you had an opportunity to just go down and end the game, you would never kick. You would never give them, you would always take the ball. Absolutely. The rule changed. Steve in Rockland, what's up, Steve?
Okay, Chris. So, we saw Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. We saw the play he got injured on. The Giants are valued at $10 billion. The Jets got to be another at least $5 billion to $10 billion, you know, somewhere in the $5 to $10 billion range.
Yeah.
Do you think the Giants and the Jets could get together and maybe put a grass field in there, even if it costs a couple of dollars extra, just to enhance the safety of the players, or at least to some degree?
Concussions haven't been the issue, really. The issue with that building has been knees and ankles and stuff with the turf.
Yeah, but on that play,
I don't know for a fact he doesn't have a concussion on grass. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. They've been talking about putting grass in that field for a long time. I wouldn't be opposed to it. And yes, it shouldn't necessarily be, oh, it's too expensive. I don't disagree with you. They make a lot of money.
They make a lot of money.
The Giants just sold 10%. Yeah, between the two teams, they could invest in some grass. But they want other events there and stuff. But I don't necessarily – I just think – I'm not saying you're wrong. I think the vehicle for your argument, I don't know if the concussion is what makes me. We've seen a lot of ACL. Remember a couple of years ago, the 49ers came in and half the team tore their ACL. It was crazy. And we've seen guys, we saw, what's his name? Wide receivers he's been with the Bucs the last couple of years. So I can't think of his name. Young kid they drafted. He kind of got his ankle just caught out of nowhere and tore up his ankle.
We've seen the non-contact injuries. Yeah, you could cut down on that. Just even if it cuts down on it, like, you know, it cuts into it. Just, I don't want to say cut into it, but, you know,
I don't know why you didn't want to say cut into. It's, well, because, like, the pun on the surgery? No, I mean, I don't think concussions, I don't think it's that hard. It's not like the vet where it was literally like one of those roll-up putting greens over cement. Like, this is – I've been on the field. The last handful of years, I was helping with the Giants radio, and I was on the sidelines. Like, I've been on the field. It's not that – it's not like concrete. It's soft. I don't think the concussions are the issue. I would venture to guess that there aren't, like, an overload of concussions at MetLife as opposed to other places. There have been – knee issues and ankle issues at a higher level than other places, and there have been teams that complain about it. Not so much the concussion issue, but I mean, just the overall idea of them putting in grass. Yeah, they've talked about it a lot. 888-808-1019. We'll still take your football calls. We'll get into a little bit of baseball with the Yankees last night in a disappointing loss. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. You can check me out on the Odyssey app, obviously, on the radio, and of course, you could live stream me right now and see what kind of shirt I'm wearing. Hint, I'm wearing an Epcot. A vintage old Epcot shirt that I had to buy once because I had I forget what happened. I had a shirt incident at Epcot, and I had to run into the store and buy a new shirt, and this is what I got. It's kind of a mustard colored, like Mike's Amazing Mustard. The best mustard around. I have people tweeting me pictures of them buying mustard at the store. That's right. Go get that spicy brown. It's the best. Blows the others out of the water. I'm amazed. It literally made me almost tear up. It's so spicy. It's so good. 888-808-1019. You listening, Mike's Amazing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 3:32. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019. All right, we're going to get to the calls in a second. Let's talk a little Yankee baseball off of last night, because I got to tell you, I'm a little annoyed about last night. I'm a little annoyed. First off, let's start with this. Congratulations. I'll do it now. Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays. With the win last night and the Yankee loss, it is damn near impossible. It's not over just yet, but it's damn near impossible for the Yankees to win this division. The Blue Jays have done a really nice job. They've played very well since losing that series to the Yankees, and they have been on fire. They've come from behind. They were losing 1-0 last night. They come back and win. Two separate times against the Orioles, they came back and win. They have played extremely well. They have found ways to win, and they have a stranglehold on this division. So congratulations to the frauds. We will see if they one step closer to proving me wrong and shutting me up. But as of right now, they're still the frauds. But we'll get to that on another time. Congratulations. They are probably, most likely, almost certainly going to win the American League East. So that means the Yankees are playing important games now after the gauntlet against lousy teams that will dictate whether or not they have home field advantage in the wild card series. Because as I just said, 99.99999%, they're going to be a wild card team. And I want those games, and they should want those games, in Yankee Stadium, against the Red Sox, against anybody. It's most likely going to be Boston, and now the Yankees are officially one game up on Boston, one in the loss column. And I want those games at Yankee Stadium. This weekend, they went in and took 2 out of 3 against Boston. I don't think they can't win in Fenway, but excuse me. But I think they have a much better chance of winning those games in Yankee Stadium. And last night, and you want me to get on the manager? Everybody thinks I'm nothing a Boone guy. I'm a Boone guy. I never criticize Boone. This is where I'll criticize Aaron Boone. Because, yes, That game was scheduled at Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then ESPN picked it up late, and the Yankees played Sunday Night Baseball, got on a plane at 12 o'clock, got into Minnesota late, barely slept, and they came out lifeless. That's just the fact, and I know. I'm the king of telling you this. I am the king of it's easy to, in a baseball game, it's very easy to say the team was lifeless. If they don't hit, it's easy. It looks that way. They got completely shut down. They got shut down by Woods Richardson, who this was now the second time all year long he's made it through six innings. Did he locate? Did he have decent stuff? Yeah, he also hung about a million sliders in the middle of the plate, and the Yankees did nothing with it. And I'm sorry. They've done it now the last three times, and to be fair, they've had some bad scheduling. They have. I think it's been like three times in the last month. They have played a night game and been forced to travel that night and then play the next day in a different city. That's unfortunate. It sucks. And both times it happened, the last time it happened was the first game against the Toronto series. As they were coming from Houston, a night game on Thursday night, and then had to come back to Yankee Stadium and play Friday while the Blue Jays were able to sit there and wait for that series. I don't care. That can't be an excuse. Not with 13 games left, not with as many, not with only a one-game lead. I don't care what the excuse is. I don't care how many hours of sleep you had. You cannot show up and be lifeless against Simon Woods Richardson. That can't happen. I'm sorry. And that's on the manager to make sure his team is ready to play. And I'm not saying they didn't care. I'm just telling you, they didn't look like they were ready to play that baseball game. They were lifeless, and offensively, they were swinging through sliders in the middle of the plate. He pitched fairly well. He had a split finger working. It was that dipping out of the zone, a couple of really good ones to Cody Bellinger, for example. But overall, they played a lousy game. Caballero, who absolutely, don't misconstrue what I'm about to say, should absolutely still be the starting shortstop. I think they're going to still play Volpe. They might even play Volpe today. But Caballero had a miserable game. Two separate defensive mistakes. He had a ball hit right at him up the middle, booted it, and then had the easiest of double plays and took six steps over to second base before getting it to Jazz. And then he gets picked off of second base after a double. If any one of those things, let alone three of them, happened to Anthony Volpe, I probably would have had to open with that instead of the New York Giants. And the football. He's got to be better. It's okay to bring the same energy to him that we bring to Anthony Volpe or anybody else who makes mistakes. He doesn't get a pass just because he's replacing the player we hate. We want to talk about accountability? Caballero's got to be better. Yes, he hasn't done it a million times like Anthony Volpe has over the last year. He hasn't had 19 errors. It's only and none of these were even classified as errors. But there were two misplays defensively, and he got picked off of second base. Not good enough. And offensively, they were lifeless. And I don't care when they got in. I don't care when the flight was. These games are important. And I know they're coming off the 12-game gauntlet. It's a natural letdown spot. With 13 to play and only a one-game lead in the wild card, there are no more natural letdown spots. And I know that they're going to make the playoffs. All right? They're in no fear of missing the playoffs. They're going to play a wild card series. I think it's important that they play that series in their building. I don't think that's minimum. I don't think that's minimal. I don't think that's not a big deal. I think it's a big deal. So these games are important. And you can't allow scheduling and lack of sleep or whatever else to affect you to that level like I think it affected them last night. And I'm hearing in the postgame, well, you know, there's hardly anybody in the building. You're coming off big series in Boston on Sunday Night Baseball. These 12 games where you're playing all these playoff teams and it felt like it was so important to go play well and to keep your head afloat, knowing that you've got these games on the back end where you're going to have a light schedule, and then you show up to Minnesota and nobody gives a damn and there's 10 people in the stands and you didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. All of that makes sense. All of that is something that can absolutely impact you in July, late June, Not September 15th, 16th, when you need to win all of as many games as you possibly can to make sure that the Boston Red Sox are coming to the Bronx and that you're not going to Fenway. So I'm not going to make a huge deal out of it. It's one game. I still think they'll take this series, and I still think they'll win enough games down the stretch to probably do it. Their schedule's a hell of a lot easier. The Red Sox are going to play Toronto. Like, now, they might have the division locked up by then, but like, this schedule is much easier for the Yankees, and I still expect them to go out there and secure this top wild card spot. But that kind of crap can't happen. That's the last time. I don't care what the scheduling is. I don't care how much sleep you got. You can't walk through a game against the Minnesota Twins and a pitcher who hasn't been able to get through six all but once all year. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. And then we get to the real issue of the game and then really of the team, the bullpen. And that is without question. As bad as the offense has been the last two nights, and I know they played Crochet and they struck out a bunch last night, and absolutely, you watch this team right now, as great as he was since he came back from the injury for 2 months practically and was carrying the team while Judge was gone, Giancarlo Stanton is in one of his funks. He hasn't flailed at the outside sliders as much. He's done it a couple times. He didn't do it at all for 2 months. He's been doing it a couple times here or there, but he's striking out pretty much 50% of the time. In his last, you know, his last 42 at-bats, he struck out like 23 times. He's in a major funk right now, and they have 2 weeks to get him right before the postseason, and I have confidence they will. The offense, even in a slump here, it's always going to come down to whether they hit or not, but this is a good deep lineup. I like this offense. I can't guarantee they'll hit, but I'm not overly concerned about it. There's nothing to do. I like them. It's just a matter of if they show up and hit in the postseason, and that goes for every team. But they have as good a chance as any. I like the offense. The problem is the bullpen. And the problem is mainly Weaver. And it's not because he's the worst, because he's not. Doval has been much worse. Leiter of late has been worse. There are guys who've pitched worse in this bullpen. They need him to be one of the best. And right now he's given up runs in his last six appearances outside of the brief one on Saturday. And that was a big one. On Saturday to secure a victory, runners on, came in, got two strikeouts. That was a good job in Boston. But outside of that performance, he has been bad now for a month. And the fact of the matter is there are not enough arms back there to feel good about their chances getting through a postseason and getting to a World Series and winning it if Weaver isn't a consistent, reliable reliever for them. That is a major problem. It's a major problem. He has got to be one of the guys you can rely on. He has to be. And that's why, like, I'm not even, there's almost nothing he can do the rest of the way to eliminate that from me. Like, he's going to be a seventh, eighth, ninth inning guy. That's just who he's going to be because they need him to be. But again, last night, I know the manager kind of told me, the first double, I will kind of agree, it was a cutter, like 3 or 4 or 5 inches off the plate, and the guy did a good job just to get the barrel on it and send it down the line. From that moment on, he wasn't very good. I'll agree the double was a nice piece of hitting. It wasn't a terrible pitch. Outside of that, he got hit around. And he wasn't throwing strikes consistently. And it's been like this for a while. They need to get Weaver right. They need to get Williams right. They need to make sure the split finger is splitting when it comes to Fernando Cruz. Right now, Bednar is the only guy that you have no worries about. But this bullpen, without question, is the biggest fear of a real good playoff run from this Yankee team. And they've got 2 weeks against bad teams. Part of it is going to be getting guys right. Part of it is going to be setting up the rotation, which is going to be an interesting question that we'll spend more time on who's the third starter and which one of these guys go to the bullpen. Because in the wild card series, they only need the three starters, obviously. And whether it's Schlittler or whether it's Luis Gil, it probably won't be Will Warren, especially off of his last start in Boston. So you could add Will Warren to the bullpen. You could add a Cam Schlittler or a Luis Gil to the bullpen. So you'll have some added arms who've been pitching fairly well to really well from these starters over the last couple weeks, but you still need Weaver. He is too important to this team. And last night, a couple things that obviously bothered me. One, Weaver, and two, the idea that, you know, they allowed the tough scheduling and the plane ride and the jet lag and the not enough sleep to go out there and sleepwalk against the Minnesota team that you should dominate and that you have dominated and that you better take the next two of three of. Because this is my whole problem and why I was so sarcastic and dismissive of the idea of the gauntlet. That I would, you know, joke about it and laugh about it and mock the idea that all these games had extra meaning and it's important to prove you can do this and prove you can do that. How many games do you need to win? Oh, you got to go 8-4. Got to go 8-4. BS. You don't have to go 8-4. You got to try and win the division, and once that wasn't possible, you got to go out there and be the top wild card. That's all that matters. 8-4 is great because it gives you the best chance to go do that, but they didn't need to go 8-4 to prove anything to anybody or tell me, oh, now I know that they can beat the Red Sox or beat this team or beat that team. All nonsense. Those games mean virtually nothing come the first game of the wild card series. It means nothing. For the New York Yankees, Max Fried's going to go out there and pitch the first game of the wild card. And if he's great, the Yankees have a really good chance to win. And if he's not, they have a chance to lose. Bottom line, that's what's going to happen. Judge is going to hit or Judge is not going to hit. Stanton's going to be Stanton or he's going to struggle like he's been the last week. The bullpen's going to hold the lead or the bullpen's not going to hold the lead. These games meant virtually nothing when it comes to what's going to happen in the postseason. It just matters how they set up the postseason. And here we are playing lousy teams. And guess what? Amazingly enough, they matter just as much. And now you have to go out and perform well against lousy teams too. And even though you don't get your kicks from beating the Minnesota Twins, and you're not going to go run and tell your buddies that, oh, now I know they can do this, and now I know they can do that, these games against the Minnesota Twins mean just as much as it did against the Astros, just as much as it did against the Tigers, just as much as it did against now the Blue Jays because you had no chance to win the division. The only thing it didn't matter as much is Boston because that's the team you're trying to stay ahead of. But other than the Boston's three-game series, these Minnesota Twins games mean exactly the same as a series against every other team they played in the gauntlet outside of the Red Sox. And that's why you can't afford to sleep through it and blame the jet lag. Can't happen. Can't happen. So I don't care where you're flying into. I don't care where you're flying out of. I don't care what time the flight is. I don't care what meal they served. I don't care what lousy movie you watched. I don't care who took money off you in the game of Pinochle. I don't care. You can't come out and look lifeless the way you did last night. Can't happen. That's the last time that can happen. They got to go pound these lousy teams and secure that top wild card spot. Bottom line. Now, yeah, they're not going to miss the postseason. They're in. But I do think it matters whether they're home or on the road. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Let's get to the calls. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Chris, I literally thought you forgot about me on hold.
No, why would I forget about you, Paul?
Everything I wanted to talk about, you just went through. So before I have to thoroughly disagree with you, which I almost never do, mm-hmm. I have to get to the happy parts. Do you know about Weber's Hot Horseradish Mustard, a Buffalo food product? You would love it.
I don't know about it, but I do like horseradish. And I just saw a thing about St. Elmo's or whatever the steakhouse is in Indianapolis and their shrimp hot cocktail and how much horseradish they put on it. But I do like horseradish.
Yeah, Weber's mustard.
Only one mustard on this show. I'll take your word for it, but it's Mike's Amazing.
All right, now let me disagree with you.
Sure.
You cannot blame the Yankees for what happened this past evening. This is the fault of Major League Baseball.
I don't disagree.
You can't ask a team to fly from Boston to Minnesota. And look, Stanton got a sombrero put on two hits by the lousy Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
We can't field anything. Luke Reaver looks like he didn't know what he was doing out there. And that's because they just flew across the damn country after playing their hearts out for 12 games, no day off, to the Twinkies who are sitting there waiting on them.
I'm sorry. I'm not blaming them because you're right. Those circumstances suck. But that's not an excuse this time of year right now. You got it. You're a Major League Baseball team. You travel, 200 days out of the year. You got to find a way to still play the Minnesota Twins with a little bit of pep in your step. You just have to. That's what.
That's not the Yankee shill I know and love.
Well, I appreciate that. But, like, I'm not saying you're wrong. Major League Baseball screwed them. ESPN screwed them. I guess they picked up the game late, and it was scheduled for 1 o'clock, and then it became Sunday Night Baseball, and it screwed them. No doubt about it.
I'm totally with you. If I'm the union, that's something I'm putting into the next contract. ESPN can't just grab up a game and say this is going at 7 o'clock in the middle of the
playoffs. These games are important to ask the Yankees to do that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying they have to overcome it. They have to overcome it. They have to overcome it.
Yeah, we're going to play the Red Sox in the playoffs, Chris. I'm getting juiced up for that.
I am too.
I really don't like them.
What's that?
I really don't like them.
I don't like the Red Sox either.
This Red Sox team.
I'm telling you right now, this is what, like, for, and this is why I just don't get people sometimes. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, I'm with you. Do the Red Sox scare me? Of course. Let's be honest. The Yankees scare me. So whoever they play, I'm going to be nervous about whether or not they can win the series. I had everybody and their mother telling me, don't worry about Kansas City. I was a wreck. Like, that's who we are. That's who I am. But I can tell you right now, Yankees, Red Sox, Yankees, hopefully Yankee Stadium, but even a Fenway wild card series, 3 games. I mean, who wouldn't want
with
that?
Jerk
who
Chapman on the mound, I don't like him.
Who wouldn't want that?
We're gonna whip them.
They're a better team.
Bellinger's hit off Chapman the other night.
Yeah,
I think it gives everyone confidence. I don't fear him at all. We're gonna put it on the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, listen, am I that confident they're gonna go put it on the Red Sox? Not as confident as you sound, but I think they will. I think they're a better team. I do. I think they're a better team. I think they have a better lineup. I think they have better starting pitching. I think, and believe it or not, they're one of the few teams I can say this. I think they play defense better, and I think they run the bases better. They don't have as good. The Boston has a better bullpen, and you can argue their ace starting pitcher is better because that's how good Crochet's been, and the Yankees haven't hit him. So they might have the pitching advantage in game one. I don't think, and Bayo's been good, but they just hit up Bayo. Like, I think they have the pitching advantage in games two and three, and I think they're better everywhere else except the bullpen, which the bullpen's important. But I do think the Yankees are a better team. Doesn't mean they'll win the game or the games. Doesn't mean they'll win the series. But I think they're the better team. I think they're the best roster in the American League. I think they're better than the Blue Jays. I think they're better than the Tigers. I think they're the best roster. Does the best roster always win? It does not. Does that mean I'm predicting them to get to the World Series because I say they have the best roster? No, we'll see how it goes, see how I feel in the moment. There's a very good chance I will, but I do think they are the best team. If they play their game, I think they're better than everybody else. I think their rotation's the best. I think their lineup's the best. And I do think Bednar can close, and they got to figure out the back end of that bullpen, but I mean, Hoffman is the closer for the Jays, and the rest of that rotation outside of Gausman, no thank you. If you think that's better than the Yankees, it's not. Now, the lineup doesn't strike out as much, I'll give you that, but are they as dangerous as potent, or they're not? The Tigers lineup, not as good. The rotation outside of Skubal, not as good. And even the bullpen, the back end of the bullpen, I don't think they have an arm out. I don't think they have a Bednar. The Boston Red Sox, we just went through it. The Seattle Mariners, good top of the rotation. The lineup's been much better this year, but they're not better than the Yankees. They're not. The Astros aren't better than the Yankees, that's for sure. Doesn't mean they could lose to any of these teams. It's about playing their game. Like, this is the bottom line. This is the bottom line. It's going to be how you perform in the biggest moments. That's it. Like, I was just having an argument on Twitter. The Yankees don't have some defining characteristic or flaw that is fatal, and that will ultimately be the end of them. They don't. There's nothing about this team in the way it's built that tells you they cannot win. There's nothing about the manager. There's nothing about the team. There is no reason why the Yankees can't win the World Series. Like, you can't tell me the 2023 Rangers, who won a championship, were built better, have something the Yankees don't, are some, like, look at what they were before. Look at what they've been since. They're still on the outside looking into the postseason series, and they just went on a crazy run. Like, what did that 23 team have that any Yankee team under the Boone era outside of 23 not have? But do you know what they had? They had their star shortstop go off. They had their second starter pitch like an ace for 3 weeks. They had Nathan Eovaldi and Montgomery pitch great. Seager went nuts. And that's how they won a championship. And the bullpen pitched fairly well after being terrible. The entire last month, the bullpen had like a 7 ERA, and they lost the division in like the last 2 days, and the Astros were popping champagne mocking them. And they were forced to go play the wild card series, and Eovaldi and Montgomery pitched great, and Seager went off. And they were lucky enough to have to face the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series because they beat the Dodgers and the Phillies. Explain all of that to me. The Yankees are good enough. The Red Sox are good enough. The Tigers may be good enough. The Blue Jays probably are good enough. The Dodgers are good enough. The Phillies are good enough. The Milwaukee Brewers are good enough. It's just a matter of whether or not they play well enough. All of those teams are capable of winning a championship. Only one will. Losing in the playoffs and not winning the World Series is not proof that you couldn't. It's how you play. And this Yankee team, over the last decade plus, has not played well enough. Will this be the year they play well enough? Let's hope so. But I'm sorry, I can't use that as an excuse last night. I don't disagree. The scheduling sucks. It's unfair. We saw it the first game of the Toronto series. Same thing. They're coming from Houston. Toronto had a day off in New York. Toronto had a day off hanging out in New York, getting ready for the game on Friday night, had Thursday off hanging out, going to trying the lemon cake that Francesa keeps talking about. Like, they at Del Frisco's, they're at Del Frisco's eating Francesa's lemon cake, enjoying a Thursday night while the Yankees are battling the beginning of the gauntlet out in Houston and then having to fly to the Yankee Stadium. You know what? Too bad. They got beat that night. Not good enough. Last night, same thing. They get, you know, Minnesota's waiting for them at home. They got to go play Sunday Night Baseball against the Boston Red Sox and face Garrett Crochet on national television, get on a plane at midnight, fly to Minnesota, and then have to play that night. It sucks. It's unfair. It shouldn't have happened. Doesn't matter. You can't be shut out by the Minnesota Twins because you had a late flight. Sorry. Can't use that as an excuse. You're not wrong that it sucks. You're not wrong it's unfair. It's BS. Own it. Embrace it. Go play baseball. Bottom line. And the Yankees played a miserable game. And now they better get on a roll here because you do not want to go to Fenway. Make them come to Yankee Stadium.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.